I'm Steve Junker. It's time now for the fishing news. I'm speaking with On the Water magazine editor Kevin Blinkoff. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Steve.
Kevin, as we reach September here, fishermen start talking about something called the fall run. I want to explain what that means today and talk about why the tiniest fish in our waters right now are so important to that event. Tell us, what is the fall run?
Well, the idea of the fall run starts with striped bass. We've talked before about how striped bass are migratory. They swim into our waters in the spring. They settle in for the summer. Typically, there's a summer slowdown in the fishing action as the water gets warm. And then in late summer, those striped bass start to feel a migratory urge. They want to start moving south along the coast. They get more active. They start to feed more. And that's when we see this buildup, this crescendo in fishing activity. And that's what we tend to refer to as the fall run.
Now, the waters around the Cape and Islands seem to be thick right now with little bait fish. What can that tell us about the fall run?
That's the other component of the fall run, besides that migratory urge in fish, is that there's an increase in bait fish in our waters. So obviously there are forage fish that are here throughout the year, but in late summer right now is when we start to see the bait fish that were spawned this year appearing along our coast. So these are these small, tiny bait fish we see. Juvenile menhaden, which we call peanut bunker, they play an important role. We also see juvenile butterfish and bay anchovies. So these are a few of these different small fish all mixed together, provides this buffet of food, which peaks right about now, and that's part of the reason we see a peak in action.
And we're talking about action now, not just about striped bass.
Right. Of course, striped bass aren't the only game fish that are happy to see this bounty of food out there. So we see an uptick in activity for several species in late summer and early fall. It includes bluefish, false albacore, and bonito. And fishermen tend to refer to all of this good stuff, all this good fishing in general this time of year as the fall run, and that's what we get excited for.
Let's break down the bait fish a little bit further then. What are we seeing right now and where do we see it?
Well, I can tell you that last week I was in the Cape Cod Canal and I saw mackerel, adult menhaden, and squid. So those are some pretty big bait fish, and that's obviously the reason why the fishing has been very good in the Cape Cod Canal. In Buzzards Bay, I noticed I was out there fishing several different types of juvenile bait fish, including peanut bunker, bay anchovies, and also silversides. And then down fishing in Vineyard Sound this week, there were juvenile butterfish. That's another offshore fish. And their juveniles tend to flood inshore this time of year. They were probably spawned offshore. And again, just an incredible buffet of bait. And when it all comes together, we should have some great fishing this fall.
Well, let's talk about what we're seeing this weekend. If you're heading out fishing, what should you be looking for?
Well, we've had a great bonito season, one of the best in years. And that's probably because of all the bait we have around. But we've also received reports of the first albies being caught around Martha's Vineyard, and that has anglers excited about the albies, but it probably means an end to the good bonito fishing because they tend to push the bonito out. We're also seeing tons of bluefish around, a lot of 3 to 5 pounders in Vineyard Sound, and then also some 10-pound-plus bluefish out in areas of Nantucket Sound, such as Horseshoe Shoal. There's been a very good striper bite off of Nauset and Monomoy, but everyone who is a striper fisherman is really still talking about what happened in the canal last week, how great that fishing was. The first question they ask is, were you there and did you get in on it? And the second question is, do you think it will happen again? If it is going to happen again, it'll probably be after Labor Day weekend. We've got the full moon coming up, so I would say keep an eye on the canal. It could happen again next week.
For more on fishing the Cape and the Islands, check out the fishing forecast at onthewater.com. Kevin Blinkoff, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Steve.
For WCAI's The Fishing News, I'm Steve Junker.